Good evening, everyone. Greetings in Christ's name. Glad for everyone that's out here this evening. Hopefully the men's side will fill up a little bit more. A little bit here yet, but the ladies are well represented. So let's take our church hymnal and turn to song number 243. And I'll take two selections after that from either hymnal, from anyone. Church hymnal. Number 507. I have to wonder with this song here sung. I can't help but think of what Brian told us when he was up there in Canada teaching. He always liked singing this song so much, and the ones up there, I guess, got tired of it and were saying how great that Canada is and all that, which is fine. And his response back to him was that, but Missouri is listed in the church hymnal as one of the songs in there, and Canada is not. It's kind of a little kickback at him. So I can't help but think of that whenever I see this song. So let's sing it.
No snow, our country's voice is clean, ye men of God.
For harvest, winding in blood.
556 in the Christian hymnal. Number 556, that's truly what makes the happy home. It's where God is. At this time, Brother Marcus will have our devotions.
We greet each one in Jesus' name this evening. Glad to see each one of you that are here. Appreciate the songs that we sang already this evening. The first song talked about that our Redeemer is the one that gives us life, and I believe that is why we are here tonight, and it's why we have something to sing about, because of the life that Christ gives to us. Mentioned a little something about a special day today, and I want to express my appreciation for my mother and also for my wife and all that she does for our children. I can echo what was already said today, that they have a very heavy load at times, and I don't see how they get it all done. It's just much easier, like Brother Joe said, to go out and take care of the cows. We have a great responsibility as parents, and especially the mothers, and I just want to say God bless you, each one of you. You can open our Bibles to Matthew 16. For devotional this evening, I've been thinking a little bit about surrender. A few weeks ago, a devotional that Brother Joseph had challenged me, and this thought of full surrender is something that we need to, as Christians, we need to grasp and to put to practice in our lives. We'll read Matthew 16, verses 24 through 26. We just had this in our Sunday school lesson. I realize Verse 24 says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" If we go to Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 37, we have basically the same words. And also in Luke 9, verses 23 to 25. So we have it recorded three times in the Gospels, these words that Jesus said. This morning, at least in our class, Sunday school class, Brother Will asked us to, we discussed these verses a little bit, and Will asked us what we think these verses mean, what they mean to us, and as I was thinking about it this afternoon a little bit, isn't that really what we're talking about here? What Jesus was talking about was a full surrender of every part of our lives to Him. And without it, there is no salvation for us. If we reserve only a small part, there's only a small part of our life that is not surrendered to God, we're in danger of losing our whole spiritual life. Who is our greatest enemy? We would say that the devil, I believe, is the arch enemy of the Christian, and I believe that is true. Beyond that, I would venture to say that my own self is my own biggest enemy. James 1, it says that every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So, Satan brings the temptation to us, but it's our own selfish nature that makes that look attractive and that draws us away. We have that sinful nature that we inherited, and we can't help that. But God has given us the ability to make a choice, and we can choose not to yield to that. And with God's help, if we call out to God, He will help us and deliver us from temptation in those times. So it comes down to our choice, the choices that we make every day. And we have to constantly be on guard. We all know that because our own sinful nature is not eradicated, even though we have chosen to follow Christ. We still have that nature that wants to draw us away. And it's just like we heard this morning. If we, Brother Steve was talking about maintaining our homes and gardens and vehicles and different things the same way in our spiritual lives. If we just relax, we go down. And our life will become filthy and dirty very quickly if we aren't constantly making those choices every day, every hour to yield everything to Christ and to, because it's so easy. The devil knows where we're weak, and he will give us opportunity to yield to temptation. He'll bring a temptation to us and give us opportunity to sin if we aren't wholly yielded and on guard. We will fail. But I believe that God has given us a help through the Holy Spirit, and He can be our comfort and our guide. And I think if we are truly committed to Him, we can be faithful. It was also said this morning that we talked about, or we heard about, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And it was mentioned that it's easy to talk about on Sunday, but on Monday morning it may be a different story. It may look completely different. And that is very true. I find that very true in my life. We have our work to do, and many times we cut corners in the wrong places. But I wonder sometimes if our if we maybe changed the way we looked at things a little bit. Maybe too many times we have our work that is important, and we try to fit our spiritual life into it somehow, and to make it work. Maybe we ought to turn that around and have our spiritual life be predominant in our thinking, and have our work fit around it. I think that would help us a lot. Maybe if we would do that. What is our goal in our work? Are we looking for opportunities to serve, or do we? Or do we judge a job or a thing to do only by its financial merit or its ability to make money? How do we look at things? Are we looking to create opportunities by the work that we do for us to serve God better? I'm just asking throwing these ideas out. I think for myself it would help. And I'm saying this because I believe that full surrender involves every part of our life. And if we're not, if our work is hindering us from being fully surrendered to Christ, then I think that maybe something needs to change. Turn over to Ephesians for a couple of verses in closing. Just as an encouragement to you, I do want to say that I appreciate the church here, and I believe that we are trying to follow Christ the best that we know, but I have many opportunities or many places that I need to grow in my life, especially in this area of surrender. And Ephesians 4, verse 1, Paul says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called." And I believe us as Christians, we are called to glorify God and to serve Christ and follow Him. Ephesians 5, verse 1 says, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children." So let's keep that as an encouragement, and that we could be fully surrendered in every part of our lives. Let's stand for prayer this time. We'll ask Robert Dale to lead us in prayer. Take our Christian hymnals and turn to song number 399 in connection to to the idea of surrender. I like the words of this song. Part of the reason I chose it because of the many areas of life that it includes here. So we'll sing the first verse in the chorus, and then we won't sing the chorus on verses 2, 3, and 4, and then we'll sing it again on verse 5.
A fool.
Okay, at this time the children can come forward and Carrie Mishler will lead you in a few songs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie, for having the children sing there in the wonderful Jesus Loves Me song. That is so precious, so wonderful. And also, I want to thank you, Marcus, for your devotional there, that the challenge is for us to be fully surrendered. And, you know, and that song was kind of a new one. I don't remember ever singing it. I've never heard of it, but I didn't remember singing it. And those lines there, especially the number of those verses there, and it says fully surrendered. And it truly is. It names them all off. Our health, our possessions, everything. It names them right down the row. And that's what we promised. So now we're going to live up to that promise. That's real sobering to me. So anyway, I'll take a selection from all of you. And then after this song here, I'll take two selections. And then after that song goes there, the men's group will come up. So what is your selection?
455
in the church hymnal. All right, right across the page.
Thank you.
right, the men's group can come forward now.
First song we're going to sing is Because He Lives. I thought we knew it better than what it seemed like when we were practicing, but I'm thinking about it for a number of months here, especially because of the second verse. It talks about newborn baby, and it says because Christ lives, that, you know, this child can face in certain days. It's because He lives that we can be what we are. I mean, everything is because of Him.
Because I know He next song we'd like to sing is called The Broken Heart. When you think about Jesus there at Calvary, on the cross, there were people there that were sad and happy because they thought he'd be the becoming Messiah. And then there was those that were glad to see him on there because he did not fit in their mold. And then when we think about us today, what do you think gives the greatest sorrow to Jesus? I think it is those that have heard the message and yet they reject him. And so that's the title of our song, goes along with that, The Broken Heart.
Thank you for those songs. It was very, very good songs and very, very beautiful. Take your church hymnals and open to 467. After this song, we'll have the school children come forward and sing a couple of songs from their program. And then after that, we have asked Brother Kevin to lead us in a couple of songs after the children sing. Number 467, the church hymnal.
Lord, I am fondly earnestly longing into thy holy likeness to grow, thirsting for more and deeper communion, yearning I love more for thee to know.
Children can come forward.
All right, so it looks like it's praying just a little bit. That's all right. We're actually going to be singing the first song that we sang, Building Up the Temple, and then we'll sing one from our fall program, Singa Bahamba Yo, all right?
Evening, everyone. It's good to be here. And for the school children, that was absolutely beautiful. I also want to tell you the program that you shared yesterday. I really, really enjoyed that. It was very good. If you take a church hymnal, turn to song number 449. I'll say it again. Singing is something we really miss over there. And so I know this is a song of joy, and a lot of times we sing it on a Sunday morning. But this song, we really enjoy singing. We try to sometimes sing it as a family. But it's one to remember from here. 449 church hymnal.
Fresh from the
take your Christian hymnals and hymn number 24. This song here has taken on a new meaning to me in the last several months. It's one of these songs that we often sing. And I think we often don't just sing it and don't really look at the meaning of the words, but It was interesting how it came about. I had a CD that this song was sung, and just the way they sang it brought out the words in a totally different way. And so ever since then, it's been kind of our another family favorite. And our youngest, Kinza, we've played it enough that when she hears it, she perks up and she listens, and then she starts to bounce. She seems to know what it is. So, anyway. All right, number 24. Can we have everybody stand? This song. My Savior's love. I like the verse that goes with it. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge.
So I stand amazed.
Thank you, Kevin, for sharing with us in that way. Also, thank you, all the children, for seeing that. You know, there was one phrase that was in that last song the children sang there that I thought was so good. And I trust that's all of our hearts, all of our hearts, that our heart is. It says, hearts ablaze for those that roam, those who do not know the Lord. And I trust that is our burden and our passion. I want to sing a song here that we all know, and I don't know it very good enough to delete it without a book, but anyway. It's called I'll Fly Away. And I'll give you just a little brief story on what happened, where this song was written from, and then let's sing it afterwards. It says, it's written by Albert Brumley. He was born on a cotton farm in Spiro, Oklahoma in 1905. And it was back when, when the medium of radio was gaining popularity as he grew up. And one of the most requested songs was a sad ballad called If I Had the Wings of an Angel, which said, now if I had the wings of an angel, over these prison walls I would fly. I'd fly to the arms of my poor darling, and there I'd be willing to die. Anyway, one hot Oklahoma day, Albert was in the fields picking cotton and singing this song. The thought of flying away suddenly became quite appealing to him, which I'm sure it would be if picking cotton. And he began composing I'll Fly Away on the spot. It says, I was dreaming of flying away from that cotton field when I wrote I'll Fly Away. He later said, the middle verse of Albert's song echoes the old prison ballad when it says, when the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. Of course, though, I'll Fly Away is far more than escaping cotton fields. It expressed Brumley's personal hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And it was one of the number of the gospel songs he wrote during those days. But anyway, so it's just a real brief there. He was picking cotton in a hot day when this here song was born. So let's sing it, and let's stand to sing the song. And I trust that, and I'm sure all of us at some time or another have felt that we'd like to fly away. And so let's sing it.
Fly away, oh glory, I.
be seated. At this time, there's a ladies' group, Chartered Charity, that will come.
The first song we're going to sing is Come Apart and Rest. With it being Mother's Day, maybe these words are a little more pertinent for them, but it can go for all of us too. And the second song is by Cool Siloam's Shady Rill. I especially like the last verse. It says, "Dependent on thy bounteous breath, we seek thy grace alone, in childhood, manhood, age, and death, to keep us still thine own. And no matter what, where we are in life, God's grace is with us."
Awhile from your busyness.
Thank you, ladies, for that. It's been a while since I heard that song there, Come Apart and Rest. I really enjoy that. Appreciate that every time I hear that. It brings back a lot of memories of days back when it was written and in the chorus tour that we made right after that. So it really is very special to me. Just sing a chorus of, let's just sing a verse of the Lily of the Valley, I Found a Friend in Jesus, and as on that verse there, just have the chorus come up and give what they have for us real quick. So let's just sing the first verse of I Found a Friend in Jesus, Lily of the Valley.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The
three songs tonight,
and I didn't think about it until after the service started that they're all they have at least somewhat of a theme of heaven, and I didn't actually plan that, but then I thought, you know, really, the way life is, many times that's the only thing that keeps us going, is the thought of perfect and complete existence elsewhere than here. The first song we're going to sing is Freedom is Coming. A couple of these were requests that were made to me a while ago, and that's one of the reasons we're singing them tonight. And then another song we have is called There's a Light Guiding Me. And I've experienced it, I'm sure you have, that we can try ever so hard to keep in the middle of the road, but we can't do it by trying to avoid evil. It just doesn't work. We have to have something to focus on. And that's what I think of when I think of this song, is a light guiding me. And the last song is Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes I know.
Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I'm freedom. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I'm
yes, I know,
oh yes, I know.
Today.